Where'd you usually keep your hogs?
Well, ones that we kept them. We just what we call the house hogs. We call slop hogs. We keep them around home, but we just let them run wild, run in the woods, and go and watch after them and trim them. You know, we find an old sow with a bunch of pigs.
Did you ever keep them in pens or anything?
To bat them, we would.
What would you call it, pen?
We call that dressing them out, hog bed. We call that the dressing pen. I don't know whether you know it or not, but they had their way in the world to fatten a hog. Now they'd put him in the fields on your chupas and peanuts and your scrap corn, you know, be left in the field. Well, let them get that, and then they'd put him in pens to what we call dressing them out, cleaning them out there for good for the whole kill. Well, you could build a pen, put one hog in the bottom and another up in the top and another, and they'd just swap pens with him. And you'd feed the top hog and water the two bottom hogs.
And what would you put the feed in?
A trough, just a regular trough.
How many of those would you use to have in a pen?
Well, on them stacked ones, we didn't have it one trough. But we had it floored, but you'd put the three hogs in the pen. And one would be up in the upper store and one would be in the next store, but he'd be swapped in. He couldn't turn around now. He had to stand there, lay down just like he was. And you fed the top hog and watered the two bottom hogs.
So you had three troughs then?
No, just one fed the top hog. And you see this hog would be pointing this way and the other hog would be pointing this way. Well, that hog up top had a hole in the floor there and his droppings went to the second hog and he eat that. Then it went to the third hog and he eat that. And which your hog do you think would be the fattest? Best hog.
It seemed like the first one.
No, sir, the bottom hog. Because the top hog, he'd get fat all right enough. But we always took the bottom hog out whenever we went to killing them, you know, that we're going to kill them one at a time.
They dropped more than you ate.
No. The top hog would just grind it up. The next hog would really grind it up, and the third hog, he'd get the good of it. No joke. World of it going on. That went on, but now just for an old pen up in the yard back of the house there, was just a pen built in the shade of a tree out there for him to put him in just to fatten one hog.
What'd you call a bucket that you would carry the food out to the hog in?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
My granddad used to keep some hogs. That was one of the chores I had to do.
Yeah, we had to feed the cows and the hogs and chop pumpkins for the cows. Pumpkins would make good food for the cows, but it made yellow gold-looking butter. That's what they liked about it. And called chopping. They had a chop block and a trough that the cows eat. And after they'd get through eating, then we'd have to pump water and wash them troughs out. You know, the old cow would be having just as slimy as it could be, and they'd, what you'd call slobber. But then after we'd get through, we'd have to go and wash them darn old troughs out. And after we'd get them washed out good, then we'd fill them up for them to drink water out, for them to drink water out everywhere you had them in the field.
Yeah.
If we'd get it washed out good, then we'd take a bath in the cow to that. we'd go and swim in that trough. It'd be about 3 foot square and about 20 foot long. With that tub full of water, we'd get it washed out good. We'd go swimming in it. Heck yeah.